My dear son and brothers, as we have come in this world, and it is that we face challenges every day and we get stuck in difficulties and troubles, my dear son and brothers. How can one help himself? My dear son and brothers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has showed us a way that a person, when he is stuck in difficulties or he is in trouble, how can he get away from the troubles or how can he be safe from the troubles? My dear son and brothers, it is narrated by Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that there were three men who were traveling, and due to a storm, they took shelter in the cave. Then a rock slipped down from the mountain and blocked the door or the mouth of the cave. My dear son and brothers, now three of them stuck in that cave and no way to go out. One of them advised that let us mention and let us pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for that action that we have done with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And acting upon the advice, the first person said, and he prayed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, O my Lord, my parents are very old and I used to offer them milk every night before my children and my other family members. Once I got late due to some reason. When I milked the animals, my parents were already fast asleep. And due to not disturbing and waking them up, I stayed with the vessel in my hand the whole night while my children were crying for the milk. And when they woke up in the morning, and I granted my parents that milk. O Allah Azza wa Jal, if I have done this action for your sake, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, relieve us from this difficulty. My dear son and brothers, with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal accepted his dua and the rock moved a little. The second person, he said that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, as you know, I had a cousin that I was in love with and I wanted to get close to her, but I did not have any chance. Once, due to some difficulty, she came to me and she asked me for some money. I did accept her offer and I said that I will give you some money, but you have to spend a night with me. Due to her being in difficulty, she accepted the offer and she came close to me at night. When I was close to her, she said that, Fear Allah Azza wa Jal. When I heard that she was commanding me and she was telling me to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, I left her and I gave her the money. O Allah Azza wa Jal, if I did this action for your pleasure, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us relief from this difficulty. Due to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that rock moved a bit. Then the third person supplicated and made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, once I hired some laborers and paid them their wages, but one person left without getting paid. And after some time, that person came and asked me for his wage. I showed him a bunch of camels and goats and slaves, and I said, take this, all this belongs to you. He said, do not joke with me. Then I said, no, this is yours, because the wage that you left, I invested in this, and Allah Azza wa Jal put barakah in this, and all of this is yours. He said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if I did this seeking your pleasure, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, remove this difficulty from us. The rock then fully left the mouth of the cave, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, and they successfully came out of the cave, subhanallah. My dear son and brothers, sincere good deeds done only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is a way out of difficulties. So let us always do at least one action that is for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that we can present in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we can ease our difficulties. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.